Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
For joining us for your SmackDown post show. It is the SmackDown after WrestleMania for April 25th. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. All you need is a light jacket for you Miss Congeniality fans who know that it is the perfect date. It's a very small cross-section, wrestling fans and Miss Congeniality fans. But if you know my references, let us know in the chat. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We got so much happening on Fightful Select. OMG, I can't even tell you. But I can tell you that we had scoops all weekend for WrestleMania that were accurate scoops back behind the paywall. We also had our Bet Online lock picks, which did very, very well. That tends to be the case. You're going to want to hop in that Fightful Select Discord. Get those betting odds for BetOnline AG. Also a great place to hang out. You get the Ask SRS channel in there as well. You can just bug him all the time, all day, which I do, but now you can do it too. So good stuff there. Backstage report, all sorts of good stuff on FightfulSelect.com. Best $5.99 in the business. Sean is at the Squared Circle Expo right now, covering some Black Label Pro stuff for you guys, getting some more interviews. I saw him with the very tall Big Trouble Ben Bishop being interviewed there. So keep an eye out for that as well. I don't think we have a Collision post show because the NBA playoffs are preempting Collision tomorrow. And as much as we love to just wear people into the ground right after WrestleMania week, I think we're going to not do like a 2 a.m. post show. So that is kind of the only programming note for the weekend, but you will have Grapsody, and we do have so much more coming up. We've got some developments that happened on SmackDown, some good, some bad. Huge news that Aleister Black is back as expected. Those vignettes were leading to his return. He arrived on time as we thought he would. We've got a new women's U.S. champion. We're going to talk about the good and the bad of that as well. And Randy Orton and John Cena with a major face-to-face. So we're going to talk about it all. I'm joined, as always, by Alexis Cardoza. How you doing, Alexis?
I'm doing great. It's been a great week. Just amazing. Full of joy and happiness.
It's been a week. So, I mean, Man, it feels like WrestleMania week feels like dog years for me now. Like, we did so many shows in such a short amount of time, and there's no time between when WrestleMania ends and we're right back in the thick of the next week, right? So much going on. But between all of the stuff about the ending of WrestleMania, The Rock's interview on Pat McAfee, which Fightful Select had roster reactions to, the main reaction was, what? Yeah. What's all that? all the PR stuff, all the roast stuff. It was nuts. It was nuts. But we're gonna talk about it all. We're gonna talk about this episode of SmackDown, which had a lot of juice to it. Do you prefer Alex or Alexis? I never asked you that, so now I'm asking you on air. Do you feel like you're in trouble when I call you Alexis?
I feel like it's a lot of things that go to my mind when people call me Alexis.
Well, it's
never trouble, but you know what? It could be.
My mom, right?
My mom's just, I don't want to go back to those days, but yeah. You can call me Alexi.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, there we go.
S, I'll drop the S. Add an I. Take a
syllable. Get the S out.
Oh my God, yeah. Get the S out, you.
I just gave you a t-shirt, man. There you go.
You should, yeah, yeah. No, but I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, you can call me whatever. Just, you know what I used to be called, this is probably the worst one, Big Al. Oh God, I hated that.
And okay, just not you either. That's not your personality. Like, it's kind of like how Jimmy Uso's.
Yeah,
not a big gym. Yeah. No, like, no, you're not a big Al.
I'm 6'5". I'm sexy. I'm not fat or anything like that, like crazy or too skinny where I look like a little twig hanging out. And I used to be, by the way. I had to put on weight. I had to, because I didn't like the way I was looking. So I gained a lot of weight just because of it. So people called me Big Al. And I was like, what? Big Al? Like,
yeah, that's not you.
Doesn't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
All Al, I would say, but it doesn't have the same snap to it.
No, I wouldn't mind looking like Otis. They ain't call me Big Al. Honestly, like.
There you go. I use Kate Elizabeth and Miss Kayfabe as my name. And the thing about having the name Kate Elizabeth is it's the exact.
Yes.
Syllable that your mom can yell at you when you do. I was a pretty good kid. I didn't get into a ton of trouble, but like Kate Elizabeth is a great, like, you just got scolded for not doing your chores name. You know what I mean? Like, Kate Elizabeth has such like a good snap to it, but I didn't get it too much. I was a pretty good kid.
When you're in a relationship, what do you prefer? Like, is it Kate? Is it Kate Elizabeth? Is there a shorter version of Kate? Yo, Kate,
here. That's the thing. My full name is Kate. So it's not Catherine or Katie or anything. The only thing I don't like is being called Katie. Like just because I'm not a Katie. Like, I'm a Kate.
Because, you know, everything changes. Like, when you're in a relationship, like you call different names. So like people get more comfortable. Right. So I thought maybe you had something that you know, with your name. I thought your name was always longer. But, you know,
Kate.
Cleared that up years ago.
Just Kate. Kate. That's all I'm at. But we've got some love coming in via Super Chats. I just don't call me anything mean. That's all I ask.
I haven't even called you late yet for like coffee or anything that one time.
I know.
We were there on time.
We were there on time.
You were punctual, Kate.
I was punctual that day.
Because she's punctual.
We got some love coming in from Adelia, who's been joining us live a little more often lately, I think, that I've gotten to see. So thank you so much, Adelia, who says, thanks to Fightful and the SGS for helping keep my spirits up after a tough week that ended with getting laid off. Oh, I'm so sorry. Didn't watch SmackDown, but heard the TLC match was good. Adelia, job loss is brutal. I'm so sorry, but you're just, yes. I just know you're going to rebound. Like, Adelia,
you're
going to
rock
it.
Yeah.
The thing is, you're going to upgrade. Like, I feel the energy around it. You're just going to get a way better job than the one you had. It's going to be more money. It's going to be less stressful. I can just feel it. I can just feel it.
You should start your own book series, Adelia Bedelia. And just start writing children's books.
Suck it, Amelia.
Yeah. Like, then put like women, like, suck it. Like, you know.
I love that you know Amelia Bedelia. I loved Amelia Bedelia books when I was little.
Kate, I don't know if you knew that I'm a girl dad. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, true.
What's up, baby?
All right, Ben saying, I went through all the emotions during this SmackDown with the SGS Discord. Man, I love hearing that people are in the Discord. So Sour Graps Society had a Discord before Fightful Select started one. So we have a couple different environments where people can talk. But I love that everybody's just hanging out with normal people watching wrestling. But
word.
But to end the night with Werewolf Dominance and a top five TLC match, I love it. We're going to talk about Fatu and we're going to talk about that tag match. Man, they're going to have a hard time keeping Fatu like proper heel. I don't think he'll ever go babyface, but Alex, this dude is over with the crowd.
Oh my God.
Over with the crowd. Does that surprise you? It doesn't surprise me because he's been connecting the whole time, but like, he's kind of a baby face now. Like, let's be real.
I'm going to put it like this. I've said this before here on the broadcast. I watched him and MLW when I used to go over to Chicago. I would go to Cicero Stadium and I would watch him at MLW shows. I was a big fan then. I was just like, oh my God, this dude could move. And he was a little heavier back then. And he can still move in the ring like a fish through water, right? Like just gliding it. And seeing that he's on a bigger stage and he's doing it, he's putting out people are cheering him. He was in there, everyone screaming Fatu. How do you not hear that and say maybe we should, or do you keep him in that gray area, or do you fully commit to either or? Because it looks like he's about to beat the hell out of Solo soon.
Yeah, I think so. Now that he has the title, it's interesting too. I feel like the plan was for him to turn on Solo. I don't know if they had a plan for who's coming out face and heel out of that, but Solo's coming out face. Like that's just what the crowd is going to decide. I don't think he ever has to be. Boy, it's great to be in. Like that's not that guy.
Can you imagine?
Oh gosh!
I'm Roddy Body Body, like and I love being here in Dallas, Texas.
Like I think he's probably booked as a face, but I think he's probably like almost like how Becky Lynch was a face, like just a badass. Yeah. Like we don't have to go the baby route, right? Like just let it. But he's not a tweener like Bron Breakker either. Like I think he's a face and will have heel opponents, but you don't have to tweak his presentation. It's just who he's booked against, right?
I kind of go back a little bit to the Stone Cold days. I know you started watching in like 2009 or so.
The Scuzza days?
Yeah, the Scuzza days. Yeah. So I go back to Scuzza. If you guys didn't watch last week's episode, make sure you do. So with him, when he made the, you know, when there was that double turn with Bret Hart, which he got the award for there at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You still felt like when he came to the ring that he can snap at you no matter what. Like he had that aura in the ring, right? So I think maybe they should give Fatu that respect of like, hey, this is the way we're going. But at any point, if anybody crosses you the wrong way, do your thing.
Yeah, I like that a lot too. And I think, you know, on the WrestleMania pre-show, Big E said it really well in that like, he thinks that Solo Sikoa was positioned to be the breakout guy from this and that it's no fault of his own. But he said that Jacob Fatu is just undeniable right now. And I think that is so well said by Big E. And I would echo those sentiments too of just like there's no pulling back where Jacob Fatu is right now.
I think they really did the flip, to be honest. They really did. Like you said, you and I always said it. Damn, Solo's really stepping up. He's getting good game in on front of the television. He's getting suits that fit him finally. You know, like you know, and this guy came in. So I think he's going to be the fallout guy, unfortunately.
I think the turn from Fatu to him will be a good thing because I feel like maybe there might have been a plan to have Solo come out of it being the face and Fatu being like the person that betrayed his trust, and Solo Sikoa brought him so far, and now Jacob Fatu doesn't need him anymore. But the beauty of the fluidity of wrestling sometimes is you could easily just turn that into Solo Sikoa being jealous of Jacob Fatu, right? Like being jealous of his gold, feeling resentful about Jacob Fatu not appreciating what he's done for him, being resentful of how over Jacob Fatu is with the crowd. Like there's plenty to dig into there. And I don't think it takes any major pivots. Cause Lord knows they don't like to do that.
But... No, what are you talking about?
Just Ricardo saying, hello, lovelies. How was the grabs? Well, it ended really strong. There are some Dairy Queen perverts that we have to talk about. These people love the DQ, man. They love DQ finishes. They love that Dairy Queen finish.
I didn't know where you were going with that for a second. I almost Googled it.
Are they getting blizzards right now? Yeah, what is going on? We're going to talk about those DQ perverts in a little bit. But Doc Mueller, who's wonderful, incredible man. Just if you need a technology consult, this guy will fix any platform that's broken for you. But
ladies and gentlemen, yes.
Yeah, yeah, he's the guy for it. But best SmackDown of 2025 so far, the TLC bout ruled. We have a lot of love for that TLC show that we're going to talk about. Let's get to some of those chats now, because some of them are more generalized to Tina Key saying, sending hugs to everyone. Solid show, TLC. Chef's kiss, but this night belonged to Alistair and Zelina. We're going to talk all about that. Very happy for the person that Zelina is. We're going to talk about some of the weird booking that got us there, though. This very generous chat from Bad Robot saying, hello, favorite post show. Hello, Bad Robot. I'm so glad this TLC match wasn't at Mania. Had nothing to do with Clash of the Clans.
Clash of the Clans.
They didn't have any corny outfits like the Viking Raiders did. If the Seth Riders has three guys and three gals, who is your pick? I want Becky, Rox, JC, and Mello. Oh, okay. So here's the thing. Bron Breakker joining Seth is awesome, but he can't be a pin eater. So Alex Pulowski and I, who did some research earlier today that we're going to talk to you about, but we were talking about like who would be the NXT call-up that could look really good and be that guy to eat pins. And he had said Josh Briggs, which I had really liked as a possibility. That would probably be the way I would go. If you follow NXT, you kind of know that maybe he's run his course a little bit there. Sounds like Inamura is also headed back to Pro Wrestling Noah from his excursion, so the timing might be good there. Certainly feels like Tony D got betrayed by the family. He had brought up a repackaged Tony D'Angelo in that role would be something that's very fun because of his in-ring style, those brutal fisherman suplexes and the brawler style. Like that could be a really fun guy to look like a badass and take some pins. I would probably go with Josh Briggs just because I feel like he has shined in multi-man pictures so far. Also wouldn't hate Jeff Cobb if that's where he comes in. I know a lot of people want to see him utilized to a higher ceiling than that, but he is in his early to mid 40s. And I know wrestlers are aging like wine these days, but I feel like being the pin eater in a top group with the potential to go on and do some really cool stuff after that isn't a bad way for Jeff Cobb to go. Ladies, I didn't even consider. Becky feels like an obvious one now that she's heel and married to one of them. I don't feel like, I want Becky Rox, JC, and Mello. JC, I was going to say, you need like a brat in there. You need a brat in there. Like JC could play a really fun brat. Do you have any thoughts on the, I love the name, the Seth Riders. That's very funny. On who a third might be to enter that picture. I know you don't watch NXT, so the call-up route is hard, but anyone kicking ahead for you?
No, just because it's a little hard because I still don't trust that team up yet with Bron and Seth. Like it's still a little weird. Like cool, like you know, Bron's electric. He's out there. He's crazy. He's kind of like a wild dog. You know, he's like holding on to him. Like come on, go get him, and like you know, like all this stuff. But Bron is still unpredictable, so what's not going to say that he's going to turn around and spear the hell out of Seth soon?
Okay.
Because he wants his turn at the title, which I'll be honest with you, that should be the way to go. If start raising some young talent into a picture that you want the future to go towards, because the main event alone in WrestleMania with these three were like an age of 150 in the ring.
Yeah,
like we need to start bringing that down a little bit. You know, at least these guys could get unfortunately hurt or something. I want to see a Bron hold the title for a long time. We did it with Gunther. Gunther's not that old. I liked him as champion.
No, he was. What's incredible to me about Bron Breakker is how long he has not been doing this. Like Gunther came up in wrestling. UK champ, NXT champ. Like, Braun was a football player, NIL class, who was incredible in the ring, felt very lost on the mic for a while, and then figured things out in NXT and has just really, really put it all together since. He's an impressive one with that. But I actually don't know how old Gunther is. That's a good question. But
I'm sure the chat will enlighten us soon here.
We'll probably let us know.
Let us know.
We're going to dive into this episode of SmackDown. Man, we're almost 20 minutes in, but you guys have been showing out some support for us. Let's start, actually, with this TLC match, because everybody's saying money is for Bangs and Clav. Weird show, but hot damn, yeah. What a match. WWE match of the year, maybe best TLC of all time. Also, Kate, what are your Steelers doing? Building a great team without a quarterback. Let me tell you, they've got some really great parts and nobody at quarterback. But
can I just say something about that real quick? You guys picked up that kid that his mom was on life support.
Yeah.
My God, that kid's going to be a legend for your team if he gets his head straight and does, not in a bad way, but like this is traumatizing. You're losing a parent. You know, like he goes in there and uses football as his like escape, and like the way that he comes out of this, dude, you guys are set. They're already calling him a badass. So I mean, this
I know could elevate him. Like the type of story that they make movies about.
Oh,
like,
Lord,
not to minimize what actually happened, but his mom was on life support. He got drafted, was able to tell her, and she died out.
And she passed. Yeah. Oh,
like goosebumps. Crazy.
And not the goosebumps, like, you know who.
Not like
that guy.
Yeah. No, hopefully this guy will show up for work.
We
don't even need to
say anything. We just slap our arm and like the whole freaking world's like, we know what he's talking about.
Hopefully this guy doesn't show up for one game and just leave. Norma saying, comb the bangs, oil them clavs, throw the keys in the bowl and let's crank, darlings. Is Tony Storm writing your super chats? It's baffling they didn't put the TLC match on the Mania card. What you doing, Trips? I agree. I felt like a match like this would have spiced up a lot of the first night.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
And a lot of the second half of the second night, this was better than a lot of the matches on the card. No offense to the performers. They just didn't have the builds or the time. And when you don't have the builds for it, doing a match like this is sure as hell a fun way to go. Let's talk about this first, because this was a hot one. Holy crap, did we close the show in a fun way. Street Profits retain. Everybody got to show out, especially your youngins, your up-and-comers. The Motor City Machine Guns got to do some work. I am such a sucker for the precise super kick in a non-traditional spot of, like, the super kick through the ladder to Montez Ford today got me so good. I also love it when people are stuck upside down and they kick people in the head through themselves. Like, oh, I love that kind of stuff. This was the most DIY has felt like DIY to me in a long time, but this was set up to be a showcase for the Street Profits to retain in an exciting match. Watching them, I think they work really well heel, Alex, but sometimes the crowd reacts like, no, but we love these guys. Like, I don't care how bad or mean they are. Like, we just love them. And that's okay. Sometimes you can have heels that are crowd favorites. Adam Cole always gets a tremendous pop, but works great as a heel, right? But it is, when you hear them reacting to the Street Profits in ring, I'm like, are you going to be able to keep these guys heel? this was a tough match to judge that in because everybody was so bought into all of this. People are calling out the prosthetic leg that got used in the front. A prosthetic leg spot, Alex. My goodness, this match was a blast. What a fun way to end SmackDown. I agree. It should have been on WrestleMania. It would have livened up the card a whole heck of a lot. What did you think of our main event here?
I thought it was good. I thought it was fun. I think it was a great way to showcase rookie talent like the Motor City Machine Guns, kind of see what they can do in the ring and how they could, you know, take the pressure of being in a TLC
test
match.
Test them. Yeah, you got to test them in these environments. You got
to put these guys through the ringer because I still don't feel like they belong here. NXT, LFG, somewhere along those lines is where we should be keeping them. And then have
they
them
should
come
be back
up.
And evolve. You're right.
Have them explode onto the scene, you know? They got plenty of years left in their life to do crazy matches and put their bodies on the line. But other than that, the Street Profits, they showed today what they can do. So they turned it up because for the longevity that we've known the Street Profits, they've been the happy dancing people. You know, dancing through the crowd.
They brought the swag like nobody can.
Give me the drink, you know. Yeah. That's what the cool kids call it. Drink. So now it's just like, okay, I see you. And you can go out there and you can perform in these type of matches. DIY, we know what they can do, Kate. I'm not going to there's no reason for me to blow any smoke up their booties because they know who they are. And they've done this for a very, I mean, they like the amount of years that they've been wrestling, right? And doing this type of matches and whatnot is probably like how old Motor City Machine Guns are. Like they can't even compete. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean they've probably been doing this longer than Motor City Machine Guns have been alive. But
they were
WWID
people, so you know it's hard.
I was gonna say Bad Robots made that joke too. I love that everybody is in on the bit. one thing that I did notice also, Tommaso Ciampa, we gotta talk about it. Yes. He had to shave his beard because he had one of the nastiest looking chin gashes I've ever seen, and I was like, something tells me this was before WrestleMania. I was like, this is a bad omen for society and the world. I should not know what Tommaso Ciampa's chin looks like. That guy has had a beard for 350 years. This is weird.
He's a wizard.
Uncomfortable. But somebody was having fun in Vegas, you know what I mean, and fell down. That was
yeah, no, you're right. You're 100% correct. And hit his, I was like, dang. He probably hit the bathroom tile hard. But can I just happened, say something? I like him without the beard.
No, that's too weird. I'm sorry. It's too weird.
No, he looks like such a bad. He looks like a heel would look like in a movie, like GoldenEye 007. No, that's a video game. Like a 007 movie. He looks like the main villain, even just with a little scruff. He's just I wouldn't mess with like Jason Statham. That's who he reminds me of.
Okay. It's like how when Brian Cage changed his facial hair, I felt like I didn't recognize him at all. Like, I know it's him.
Different. Yeah, yeah.
He looks completely, and he looks great with what
he's
got.
He looks like a construction worker now that can, like, literally, like, put you through a table and a building.
Jacked brawny paper towel man is how I feel about Brian Cage, right? And that's not something bad on him.
He works it.
Still gobsmacked every time I see the guy. That's how I felt like with Ciampa. But sincerely, in the match, they created so much order where there was chaos in a really safe and good way just by the way that they were moving in the ring. You could tell these guys were like veteran beyond veteran ring general stuff with just like the way they were navigating this TLC match. I thought they were particularly brilliant in this. And they're just so valuable for stuff like that. But didn't Diesel use a prosthetic leg in the 90s? I wasn't born till 2002. So,
guys, you're asking the wrong questions to the wrong person. Let me answer this, Kate, you young baby.
Take this one.
It's hard to, like, sit here next to Kate knowing that I was alive before she was even ever an angel in the sky coming down from heaven to grace us with her beauty and her talent. Okay. You see that? I was on a whim, friends. That wasn't even written on my script in front of me.
When I say I started watching in 09, I was an infant.
Yeah, she didn't flip it. It wasn't 90. It was 09.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, he did. There was a lot of wrestling history and a lot of things that have happened in wrestling. But it's funny to see someone do something like that. It's a kayfabe leg. It was actually a real leg that he used on someone.
There you go. Just a card to say Cage looks like his high school sweetheart dumped him.
Oh, my God.
That is incredible. That is incredible. But so was this match. So was this TLC match. Fantastic stuff. Fantastic stuff.
Bravo.
Guys, over 7,100 of you watching right now. Almost 7,200 of you watching across platforms. Thank you so much for all the support and for tuning in. Going to give you a little bit of the spiel that we gave at the beginning because way more of you are watching now. But Fightful Select had you covered a weekend long. So many scoops. OMG, I'm not even going to go into it. Like, I would just be talking your ear off. But the information about Rusev not being the open challenge was accurate. Chelsea Green not being planned for the card. Alexa Bliss not being planned for the card. All these things at FightfulSelect.com. Accurate information for you. Just also a quick programming note. No Collision post show tomorrow because the NBA is preempting Collision, which means we're not asking people to review wrestling at 1 a.m. I would voluntarily do that because I'm insane, but we're not going to ask normal people to do such a thing. But subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. A lot of people were shouting out the Discord in there as well, aside from our SGS Discord. It's a good deal. A good deal over there. But Alex, we're going to take it back to the beginning, okay? We're going to take it back to the beginning of the show with Cena and Orton. And I don't know how I feel about Randy Orton telling John Cena he should have had kids. That was weird. That was weird, but I like Cena's. It felt like I have to set you up for this thing you have to say, but it felt very weird to be like, you need Jonathan, you should settle down and you should have some children and that'll turn you back into a good man. Was just a very weird message to be sending to things.
Jesus.
But I am stuck with this. We get Cena responding to that saying he's been raising the fans' kids for 25 years. I love him saying, they say, let's go Cena. Cena sucks in a single breath. They can't figure out what the hell they want. They're all a bunch of hypocrites. I thought that stuff was really good. Jack Black caught a stray in here. That seemed rude. I like John Cena saying too, he calls someone out in the crowd and he says, they turn pale after 6 seconds of me picking on them. He was like, imagine me for how many years I've been doing this, getting chastised. And I like the depth that he continually adds to this stuff. But I also feel like this is the only thing he's said, essentially, is that the crowd sucks. And that to me is where The Rock not coming back into this has altered the Cena heel turn negatively, because he turned on Cody Rhodes like an attack dog, Alex, when The Rock gave him a signal. Mm-hmm. And then The Rock doesn't come back in all of this at all. There's a rapper in the locker room, Travis Scott, who comes down 45 minutes later after it's not that the song's bad. I can't hear it anymore. I'm gonna lose my mind. But you have Cena's big win of his 17th championship being Travis Scott taking forever to get to the ring. So John Cena just has to look like an idiot while he's not covering Cody Rhodes. And The Rock doesn't come down. And so they're not pursuing that story right now, if you listen to The Rock. So John Cena is just kind of left holding the bag of, I guess this is all because I hate the crowd. Like, it's really, I think, affected the way that he's able to go about work. And that's the part that sucks. I don't give a crap about Triple H and The Rock and whatever tension they may or may not have in creative. I don't care about who's got live Moana dates and how that affects things. Mm-hmm. And if he needed to move tickets at a limited, I don't care about any of that. What I care about is how that stuff affects the on-screen product. And what happened was the end of WrestleMania felt like wrestling with the stars instead of the end of WrestleMania. It felt like we're waiting for Travis Scott to come here and not The Rock. So I feel like John Cena's moments of him feeling off kilter or boxed in a sense have been because of The Rock not coming back. But I feel like John Cena's performed extremely well in this. Between this and the opening video package, this took up the first half hour of the show. It did not need to. They didn't go into their history really at all. Like they really didn't dive into it. I appreciated Randy Orton saying we're in this bizarre world where I'm the good guy and you're the bad guy. But they didn't at all really dive into the fact that John Cena was the top face in the company for decades. And Randy Orton was the guy that was a heel for any time that he was healthy, that was relied on in the same way. He just didn't get the shine that Cena did because he was the bad guy. Mm-hmm. So that left a lot to be desired considering how long this was and how little it felt like got said and moving it forward. But I think John Cena is doing great work as a heel. It's just he has nowhere to go right now.
I'll tell you this. I think he does have somewhere to go, right? I just don't think the right pieces have been put
around. He's going to Backlash in St. Louis in Randy's hometown.
I'm going to WrestleMania Backlash. Remember when they were calling it that? I think that's the problem. I don't know when this came about. I know they say that they like to book their things out, you know, months in advance and blah, 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 blah. But this definitely felt like it came out of nowhere. It pivoted. And obviously it was because Randy had something to do with, you know, Owens. Unfortunately, Owens had to go. But, you know, seeing this and how this is going to come out, and at some point they're going to fire it up, right? They're going to really turn it up. May
they
10th.
They did for what, WrestleMania, is it May 10th? Alex.
No, not WrestleMania. WrestleMania was not fired up.
You mean between Orton and Cena?
Between Orton and Cena, yeah. I have a feeling that perhaps maybe, I don't know how they do this in the next, 3 weeks? Right? That's when
I just don't know how many times Cena's going to be around for it now. You know what I mean? I feel like that's
I take it all back. Pretend I didn't say anything. Yeah. I don't know where this is going. I agree with Kate.
He might. I mean, he might. He could also send in some sort of video via the Titantron, you know?
I was trying to make sense of it. But at the same token, like, there's not a lot of time between now and May and the next one on Backlash. So he can possibly do all these dates, right?
Right.
Like two more SmackDowns?
No, it's the end of May. It's like 6 weeks.
Oh, it is the end of May. I apologize. Backlash is in 15 days.
No, it's oh my gosh, I got my pay-per-views mixed up. Sorry.
You got your pay-per-views messed up. That's
I did.
Well or nothing.
I did. It's in 2 weeks. That's right. May 5th.
Yes, so it is 2 weeks.
No. May 10th. May 10th. There you go.
There you go. So there you go. It's in 2 weeks, my friend. I was right. She was wrong. May the court please put that in all documents.
And we're out of time with Alex Cardoza. Stay tuned to FightfulSelect.com. We'll have so many more. It's been a great night. Thank you so much.
That looks like the commercials of, like, you know, when it freezes. We'll it be does. Right back. Yeah.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
He'll show up.
I've often talked about how much of a pay-per-view buyer I am. Take that any way you want it. But I'll tell you how I take it. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Fastest VPN on the planet. Global server network. All that good stuff. That's great. But a big, big reason why I got NordVPN.com/Fightful is all the pay-per-views I buy. All the money we're spending. We're trying to control costs as a company, as a household. You can get those UFC pay-per-views at a fraction of the price you're paying here in America. Plus, you can get all kinds of great content that you wouldn't normally see thanks to those services as well. Shows that are on overseas services, things that you want to watch a little bit early so you get on that UK time and watch them. Being able to change the interfaces of things like the WWE Network, maybe you don't like Peacock, anything like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that ability while having the fastest VPN on the planet. Also, you just get so much more out of your internet experience with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Subscribe to Fight and AEW Plus. Watch AEW without commercials. Watch bare knuckle boxing. Watch UFC pay-per-views, boxing pay-per-views at the rates they're getting over in the UK. Change your virtual location with just one click. And hey, if you need any help using it, they got that 24/7 tech support. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
You want to tell me I'm wrong again? We got plenty of ad reads queued up, my friend. I will let Alex say words again, but NordVPN not only entertaining us with a nice little ad segue there, but a fantastic partner of ours. If you want to watch all of your wrestling on one platform, NordVPN can help you do that right from Canada or wherever you choose
to
go.
I'm coming from tonight.
Man, I'm in Toronto right now as a matter of fact. But sincerely a great partner to us. Save money on pay-per-views. Keep your stuff secure. I feel like my whole life is authenticating logins at this point. Stay secure with NordVPN. Fantastic partner to us, sincerely. So let them know. Let them know you found out about them through us. And sincerely, you save a lot of money with the code Fightful over there. But
yes,
Alex, I hope you remember what you were talking about, because I don't.
I got Norded, which is fine.
You got Norded, sucker!
I don't like getting Norded on, so listen. I don't know where John Cena's going anymore. He has 2 weeks to get it together. Two Fridays.
He does. In this one, I feel like people are just excited to see Randy Orton and John Cena in the ring together again for a world title. So hopefully there's more builds, but this, I understand why they did it, because one, it's in St. Louis, Randy Orton's hometown, which they both allude to. And I love that John Cena said, you'll have no excuse and you're going to lose in front of all your friends and family. So enjoy that.
a 32 minute segment, friends.
Well, between that and the opening video package, right? I mean, that was...
Yeah, but we knew this was going to be video package. Yes. Palooza.
They wanted to keep everybody who might be watching from WrestleMania up to date. I love this.
Fiend.
You got ignored.
Oh, man.
When's he going to learn? You sing that Fiend song, you're out. I'm going to talk to you guys about Tiffany Stratton and Jade Cargill. I think this might have been Tiffany Stratton's best match. Before we get to it, we get a promo where Tiffany Stratton says she beat one of the best ever at WrestleMania and Charlotte Flair, and that she we'll add Alex back. She says that everybody said that she's the next Charlotte Flair, but that basically she's one of one, that she's the next Tiffany Stratton, not the next Charlotte Flair. And then we have Jade coming out and interrupting and say, you can't call yourself the best till you beat me.
Oh, gosh.
This was all decent. This sets up a match that happens right after this. I just don't know why they cut to a commercial break with this.
Yeah.
Like, they were just standing in the ring for an entire commercial break. That's the stuff they used to do in the Vince era all the time. And it was so bad, but the match might be the best I've seen Jade Cargill ever. Certainly in WWE, I thought this was fantastic. They had great chemistry. Most comfortable I think Jade has looked. Like, it was, she didn't look lost in there at all. I felt like her match on WrestleMania wasn't the best. It felt like Naomi was slowing down for her a lot, and that there were just spots where she looked lost. This looked like a different wrestler. Like, she was so much more connected in the ring. And Tiffany being so acrobatic, there were all these incredible power spots. The one that everybody seemed to pull away was catching Tiffany in midair and turning it into the powerbomb, which she's done before, but looked just incredible tonight. But this match ends in a DQ, Alex, because they are Dairy Queen perverts. And then after the match, I guess Nia was late for the DQ party and she attacked Tiffany after. This makes Nia look like she didn't get to causing a disqualification in time or costing Tiffany Stratton her title in time. Either way, it's a weird bad look. And man, they are just running out of ideas. But I'll throw it to you. I thought the match was the best Jade's ever looked, especially under the WWE time. What did you think of what we got between Tiffy and Jade?
I was very surprised that they used Jade for this, throwing her out there, because you want to keep her as a superwoman. So I was wondering how the hell they were going to finish that. And then I remembered that we're watching SmackDown.
So it's going to be a DQ.
Yeah, so it all came back really quickly. We're supposed to start a new season after Mania. It sounds like it was a to be continued, less than, what it was supposed to be. So I don't know, man. They look good, but I don't like that you're not doing anything positive by having someone come in and disrupt the match.
Like, I mean, it keeps Jade from getting pinned, so I get the idea that it's protected, but here's my problem with it. Later the show, they run basically the same ending.
Yes.
Becky Lynch's angle certainly feels like it's heading the exact same place that Naomi, Jade, and Bianca headed, right? That she took out Bayley to take her spot for the do something different. Like, just because something is called Backlash doesn't mean you have to build to it in the exact same way over and over and freaking over.
You're going back for the lash.
Like, oh my God. It's just, be better than that. Be more creative than that. You have a department called creative. This is deliberately in contradiction to what the department is called. Like, they should call it the Department of Repetition Department. Wow. Huh? See what I did there?
Yeah, see.
Department of Repetition Department, because it repeated. Chestnut Checkers, my friends.
That's Kate, everyone. With a capital K in the front.
So tell me I'm wrong again.
I will never do such a thing.
I'll just hit you with another ad out of nowhere if you do that.
I would never.
Better not.
By now, you guys know how much I love Bet Online. Every betting odds that we have ever had on Fightful, whether it be MMA, boxing, pro wrestling, come from Bet Online AG. We've given you guys a ton of great underdog picks, but you know what? They got so much more to offer at Bet Online AG. The earliest lines, the fastest payouts, the industry's best bonuses at BetOnline AG. They've been trusted for over 25 years by millions of people because of their safe and secure environment, their high credit card acceptance, and their payouts in minutes. But it doesn't end there. Baseball, basketball, fighting, soccer, or football, whatever you want to call it, BetOnline has you covered. Not just that, incredible games. Blackjack, roulette, Golden Dragon, Inferno. Bet Online has it all for you. Your one-stop shop, and this is not a fly-by-night operation. They've been around for 25 plus years, giving you the goods.
I did it again.
Please bet responsibly.
Did it again.
Only bet what you can.
Oh, what a time we're having! What a time we're having. Guys, get in your super chats and humper chats as we work through this episode of SmackDown. We got some love from Kylie.
Oh.
Said she didn't know if her super chat went through. So here's a hump. Hope you do. Cuties are doing well. And just know this silly girl loves you all. Kylie, we love you so much. You're so wonderful around
here.
When
Kylie calls me cute.
Kylie's fantastic. Kylie's fantastic. Thank you so much for the support always. We hope you feel it right back as we're working through this episode of SmackDown. Kylie's the best. Y'all are the best hanging out here. But let's talk about one of the other more exciting things to happen on this episode of SmackDown. This was at least eventful. I can say that much. But we get the return of Aleister Black. And it happens kind of off this segment with The Miz and Carmelo Hayes. Carmelo Hayes won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Neat. He's better than that, man. But I think we might be going somewhere all right with this. We get The Miz gifting Hayes this like gaudy gold chain.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
With Andre the Giant's head on it, calling him the 10th wonder of the world. I can't. The Miz then goes to the ring and he talks about... What am I supposed to say about that? Like, what... How many times do I get on here and say Carmelo Hayes has a higher ceiling than this? And they do this crap? Like, I just... Melo, don't miss. This angle has missed. All right, this has been
wow.
Bad.
Wow. She's full of them today.
The Miz comes out and he gets a promo about being the A-lister and the biggest star here, and he's so sick of people showing up and taking spots from other people on the roster, mostly him. And Aleister Black returns with no Def Rebel theme, thank God. And he lays out The Miz in a black mask and exits. The crowd went nuts for this. They were very, very excited to see him back. We'll talk about what happened with his lovely wife earlier in the show momentarily. But his presentation was always so cool. And I'm kind of glad that they just kept it because it was not broken. Like the candles, the coffin, the music, it's all great. Him coming in, laying out one black mask, I think is great. I would love to see him and Melo, but Melo's going to lose that because it's going to be Aleister's Black return feud. And I don't want Carmelo Hayes to keep missing. Like, I don't want him to keep losing. But I would be very excited for that match. I just want them to get this kid on a path. He's incredible. So most Fridays I got a text from my cousin that's like, this guy's awesome. What are they doing with him? And my cousin is like normal and not like us, like watching this with
like us
with the detail that we do. How are you feeling about Aleister Black being back?
He reminds me of someone, honestly, like this is like realistically, I'm telling you, he reminds me of somebody I used to watch. He used to go by Malachi Black. I don't know if you guys heard of him, but
don't know him. Never met him.
No. I guess I kind of was talking to my buddies at WWE and I asked, I was like, this guy, he's like, is he new? Like, well, he was with you before. Where has he been for the last couple of years?
He came up
like,
with the Motor City Machine Gun.
So I don't understand what's going on here. In all honesty, that I like his presentation, always have, always will. WWE, what they did with him there. I enjoyed the whole, like, his theme song is very, 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 like, different from everyone else there.
Yes, very distinct.
Something, I mean, when they brought him up from NXT, I said, oh my God, I hope that they don't turn him into a joke. Because, you know, that was the thing back then. You came up from NXT.
Sure.
Like, Pac came from NXT and they turned him into Mighty Mouse. Yeah. You know? So, like, all those, you know, he came out with a cape and was flying through the arena. So, like, when Aleister Black came up and he just stayed as Aleister Black and then, you know, now coming back from AEW and seeing him come back, they're like, I don't know the words. I just want to scream it though. Like, you know,
yeah.
You know, so it's cool. It's cool. Where does he go from here? I don't know. I want to say this. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of people going back and forth again, right? I feel like when you're gone, like, you know, they fired him, they come back, like there's always a piece of you that feels like this is your home because that's where you were at and blah, blah, blah. So it always feels good. You always feel comfortable. But at the same token, as a wrestler who's probably coming up or someone who's at NXT or someone who's probably been there as part of the roster for the last couple of years while they've been away, by they, I mean like Miro and him and so on and so on, you know, you kind of get worried, right? Because you're like, They're going to TV
spot?
Very valuable. Yeah. So you have close with the inclusion of Alistair and Rusev. Now you have 272 wrestlers, right? So yeah. Like, what do you do? It was 269 before these two, 272, right? Am I doing my math right? Nice. 71, whatever. So like, how do you, like, I don't see, and I'm going to finish it with this. Where is Escobar? I've been speaking about him for a year now. For a year exactly, because I looked it up, how long I've been saying, oh man, I love that he came up and blah, 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 blah. Look at all this stuff that he's doing. And all we get to see is, we don't even get to see the backstage vignettes anymore of him acting like El Jefe, the boss. He's just bringing these two guys out to the ring. And then he's gone again. So I worry for people like that, who I watch on my television set. And instead, like, cool, Alistair, Rusev, all of them are here. Ricky Starks, Ricky Greens, whatever they call them now. All these guys that are jumping over. Yeah, like that are doing, you know, great things. But what happens to the guys that are just sitting around, you know? Because I know they don't in WWE. So I was just trying to figure out, like, what do we do?
No, they've clearly...
That's coming from my heart, from a fan and as a person who's friends with people there. And me and Kate talk all the time, and I let her know like how I feel. Like, I don't want to come on here and be negative on the microphone. I'd rather come here and find solutions. Glass half full.
Sure.
So, you know, it's just like, that's my little rant for tonight. I want to give everyone a little rant every Friday night. That was it. We can move on.
it also points to the continual thing that I brought up plenty of times as someone that covers NXT, like, these handoffs are bad. They're just bad. Like, Tiffany's in a good spot. Bron Breakker's obviously in a great spot. Carmella's in a terrible spot. Kiana James, before she got injured, was in a terrible spot. They weren't doing crap with her. Santos Escobar, a terrible spot. LA Knight, it was silly he was even in NXT, so I don't even really count that one. But, like, these handoffs are Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. Grayson Waller was, like, very heavily profiled, and he's very skilled in the ring. Like, he's there are things about his presentation that weren't my favorite, but, like, he was positioned to be kind of like a breakout next big thing guy. And then they paired him with Austin Theory, which worked for a little bit, and now it isn't. Right. And then he's just kind of fading away. And that guy is someone that they've said they would make a priority. Now, there's more on the way up, man. Like, there's only so much more that Trick Williams can do, you know, in NXT. Like, he's ready to come up. This women's division is ridiculous. Like, what is Gigi Dolin still doing in NXT? What is JC Jane still doing in NXT? Like, there are people that have overstayed their welcome there. And then there are people like Ricky Saints, who's inevitable, Ethan Page, who's inevitable. Yeah. So these are massively bloated rosters. AEW also had that issue. Yeah. I think it's alleviating a little bit.
It's finally getting there. Yeah.
But it's also tricky with TNA, because the working relationship there with WWE is like, all right. So,
And they acquired 50 plus wrestlers from AAA, you know, so it's just, it's a lot of moving parts. And I just, you know, I have my favorites. I'm sorry. I want to see them on TV.
It's okay to want to see wrestlers on TV.
Yeah. And there's some that are just, you know, that are, I don't know. It is what it is. I don't want to sound negative.
Missing on Santos Escobar is silly. Like,
I just want to let you guys know, this man comes from lineage. His father is a big effing deal, you know?
Yeah.
Like, same thing goes with Andrade. You know, like, you have people that have lineage and a strong background, you know?
Yeah.
So
I just also feel like there are some people that, like, you get it because they're maybe not the complete package. I don't know anybody who's a more complete package than Santos Escobar, and I think you could probably put Andrade in at a similar spot, but we're going to keep moving on. Speaking of people from NXT that'll probably be on their way up, I don't want to cut off Zelina Vega's title reign too fast, but I think she might have won tonight, because I think Jordynne Grace might come and smoosh her very soon. But a really special moment for Zelina Vega, who won the women's US title tonight. I'm going to give my analysis on it, and I don't want my criticisms of the booking to overshadow the fact that I'm very happy for someone who has been at that company in their employ for a long time, was a great manager, has done at least serviceable to really good work on the wrestling front. But you do have to look at these things and ask yourself, what was the road to get there? And before the fluke win and the real wins that came up, this was Zelina Vega's on-screen singles match record. Okay, there was one match in 2024 against Zoe Stark. There was one match on August 4th in 2023 against Io Sky.
Yes.
Before that, there was one against Sonya Deville on April 28th in 2023. Rhea Ripley in 2021. And then there was one more that I think got missed. So she's more or less been wrestling once or twice a year in singles matches on screen. And this is two more wins than she normally gets when they give her a title shot. So I'm glad about that. But it just makes sense to have people win sometimes. And like cumulatively, her match times are probably under half hour in the past 5 years for singles matches. God, on screen. That's ridiculous. 100%
correct on that.
That's ridiculous. And that's not me criticizing Zelina Vega. That's me criticizing the booking. Like, let her show out, man. Let her give us a reason to get behind her other than the fact that she seems really likable, right? She just lost to Piper. She wins here with the code red after the Secret Harvest get booted from ringside, right? Alba Fyre, I don't think, has gotten to wrestle in this angle, has she? That's ridiculous. Alba Fyre is amazing.
She just got immediately thrown into this, you know, it's not Secret a faction. Harvest it's thing. Just, it is what it is. Whatever. They're like, hey, let's put this together to make it make sense, right?
I mean, I wish they would make it make sense. Like, and this is what it comes down to. Very happy for Zelina. Really don't like the booking. And it's because I can't even invest in her as a viable champion because I just haven't seen her win on screen a lot. Now, I understand the need to get the title off of Chelsea if you don't want Jordynne Grace or somebody to come up from NXT and immediately dethrone her or plan something big. You do want it to be someone who is a face right now, who is like Zelina didn't even really get a crowd reaction when she came out there, man. Like it's tough. Yeah. It was a shock win. So that popped the crowd. I liked her promo where she said, like, don't underestimate the fact that like I carry the lessons that Rey Mysterio gave me with me. Like I carry that with me. Right. I liked that. She said she wanted to bring Latina heat to her US title match. Like that stuff is great. But you cannot have someone on TV less than a dozen times in the past 3 years.
Yeah.
And make that feel like a viable competitor. Now, there's certainly an argument to be made for the story that sometimes people get upset wins, right?
Right.
But like the idea to get to the top of the mountain for her, the booking has just been a joke for her. So I don't think it's a long title reign. I can't imagine them trying to deny Jordynne Grace. I just feel like they're probably positioning that story to make Jordynne Grace a monster heel. And I think Jordan is a face. Like I think she's very, very likable. But I also have confidence that she can do just about anything. She's Jordynne freaking Grace. So what did you think of this? Very happy for Zelina, but the booking to get there has been suspect at best. Thank you to Alex Pulaski for the statistics as well.
Yeah. He's our analytics guy. You know how every like sports network has an analytics guy. That's Alex. I do want to say this. If Zelina's going to be a transitional, which is what normally happens, right? Where they put the title on someone and then you go from there. I don't know how much, like, how happy I would get as a fan, right? Because the rush of the pop was great, right? Her winning, oh my God. Because now she's done that a couple times where she's won these matches just like, you know, on a whim at the very end, like 1, 2, 3. And she's like, ha ha, got you, you know? But other than that,
every single time she comes out, Kate, it feels like the crowd is sitting on their hands.
Because they've given them nothing to root for with her.
And it's sad. The last time that Selena felt special, where she didn't need a title because Selena was being Selena, was the show in Puerto Rico, where she came out and it was just insane. Even the show at MSG, nothing. I don't even know if she, like, nothing. Her family was, everyone was, nothing. Nothing. And you said it. It is the booking. And I do believe what's happening right now, and I'll give you my opinion on this and then we'll move on. It's just, I just think that these writers and these teams that are being put together book these matches, not the people that book the physicality part of it, the people that are putting all the, they're so busy on the, I call them the seven-figure players. Little behind the scenes there for me, Kate. I call them the seven-figure players, where they are only concentrating on certain stars and certain people and certain wrestlers, right? And then there's the kind of almost to the top tier, you know, the Braun Breakers, which are now breaking ceilings and moving upward, right? So now you're giving them Tiffany Stratton, you're giving them that top tier service. They're going to break through that ceiling soon. But anything below that, the Selenas, the Santos, the whomever that we haven't seen on TV, Nakamura is falling fast. Okay. You might not see him on TV for the rest of the year. Okay. So with that being said, that's where we're at with these people. And it just sucks. Like with Selena, this should have been like an amazing moment. You know, you're winning a title.
Yeah.
You're not getting, you're winning a title. For us wrestling fans, you're winning a damn title, you know?
Yeah. First singles title. Red Devil Gamer saying they did Chelsea dirty with this quote unquote reign, gave her nothing to work with, and that's to end it like that, just a stupid waste. That's the other aspect of this. Chelsea, I believe, has lost more than she's won it as a champion, and she's faced Meechan and like one other person. Yes.
You said it week in and week out, Kate. You were sitting here pissed off going, when are we going to do something? Oh, by the way, next week she's facing Meechan. And that was it for four straight weeks in a row.
It just, and then you look at the other side and Lyra isn't defending her title on WrestleMania and her story is now about Becky turning on her and losing the tag titles because they didn't write a story for the IC title and all she can do is face people that lost number one contendership matches after they faced someone who won one. Like, the thing with Chelsea, though, is it feels like she was the one who created the demand. Right? Like, she created the demand for the mid-card title with Meechan because they had that great dumpster match and that great mid-card rivalry. And it said, man, we got to give these women something to fight over. And then they give them something to fight over. And now it's an excuse to not care. I think Alex Pulaski said something similar to that. Like, well, we don't have to try as hard because they have something to fight over is how it feels. Chelsea is extremely funny. She's very, very good in the ring. The act with the Secret Hervis is over like Rover, but like, you don't have to go out of your way to mock that with your booking. Like, I know that this is a sports entertainment company and not a wrestling company. They've made that extremely clear. But when they do stuff like that, it's like they're mocking the vehicle that's supposed to be getting there. Like, it's ridiculous how many times Chelsea Green lost by disqualification or whatever. And in her reign, I'm pretty sure she lost more than she wanted. It's embarrassing. She's a champion and she did so much great work around everything. Like, she's got Luca Crucifino writing legal letters.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. She takes every inch of what's available to her and just makes the most out of it. And this is what we got for her. Not the best. So, happy for Zelina. The booking to get there was just bad. We'll see what's next. We will see what's next. I don't think, unfortunately, she's long for that title. But tonight, really special night for that household, Miss Zelina and Aleister Black.
Sure is.
Returning. Well, we get Bianca Belair confirming her FightfulSelect.com report that she was injured, unfortunately. Broken fingers, not anything too concerning, but that's just a note she said on screen that she's proud of her WrestleMania showing and she looks forward to more battles in the future. Kind of standard stuff. She says she would have done exactly what Io did in that match, but Rhea and her have some kind of unfinished business here, which I thought was great. Her top with the roses on it kind of matched her gear from WrestleMania, which she made. She's just an insanely talented young lady. Like, absolutely ridiculous. But not a ton there. We'll see if she's ready by Backlash, because I'm sure her and Rhea are going to be fighting through the summer. But let's talk some more tag action, because we got Fraxium on SmackDown, to which I say, why are they on SmackDown? I'm excited because I cover the show and I love them and I can't wait to watch them. But like, the well of babyface tag teams on Raw right now is so thin. And I'm sure we have some draft or talent exchange or transfer, whatever coming up soon. But like, the New Day are heels and they just won and they beat the other two babyface teams already. So what are we doing? Like, I was blown away that they are added to this tag division. We are spoiled here on the SmackDown side. But man, are they fun to watch. And having them against Los Garces was super, super, super fun. There's a Phoenix splash for the pin and the win here. But I feel like the main roster audience was very much along for the ride of this match. There was some just really, really, really fun tag team wrestling. Very quick moving. Berto's moonsault in this I thought was really great, but that Spanish fly off the top with Fraser tagging in for that Phoenix Splash combo was super fun. These guys did incredible work in NXT. They were tag team of the year last year, I think, in most people's estimation. I can't wait to see what they do on the main roster. I was just stunned they showed up on SmackDown of all places, Alex.
You know... Great matchup. I did not at all like complain, right? I got to see my boys do their thing. Don't really catch up. I got to catch up, I should say, with who these the Faxium are. I don't have time for NXT friends. I really don't. So it's just, yeah.
They're Axiom and Nathan Fraser.
Axiom. There we go. Yeah.
On NXT, they called them Fraxium, but they didn't seem to be calling them that on the main roster, which makes me wonder if they're gonna get a tag team name switch.
Okay. All right. So the Blurry Boys. Got it.
Yes.
So
we call them that on the NXT show because their entrance had this like slow motion effect.
Yeah, so Orion put that on the chest. I thought I'd give him a little shout out for putting it on. But yeah, so I have seen pay-per-views because I do support my boy Mr. Mike Rohn. So I have seen them on paper. I just don't know like stories or anything behind them, right? Just seen the fights. Very talented. But again, my team eats another pin.
Sure.
You know, and I think
they are kind of making that part of the story, though. I will say that much. Like,
oh, they are? Okay. Because in 2025, I've seen them win maybe once. So I'm just trying to see like what we're doing.
But Santos was kind of last week or the week before. I think the week before was saying like that was unacceptable, right? So like at least the losses are meaning something, but yeah, I mean all they do is lose. Like it's not too fair. They just lose to other teams that get number one contendership. So I'm with you. Well, let's talk about Jacob Fatu again, because man, we talked about it before. He's over like Rover. Before we do, though, I will mention that we had this backstage interaction with John Cena and R-Truth, who says that he wants to be just like him when he grows up, and Jimmy Uso reminds him that he's already grown up. I think John Cena is going to murder R-Truth to ruin everybody's day at some point in this title reign. Oh, I think Lord. It's going to be 20 seconds or backstage, but like the way that R-Truth has done this like I watched you growing up thing, I feel like it's called for. But
and it's funny because probably like older than him.
Oh yeah, by a decent amount.
Oh god, I love it.
I'll tell you what, some of these like unhinged characters, I just feel a little weird when it's like people who are clearly not in their right mind are being laughed at.
Sure.
But like him, Tony Storm, who clearly had some sort of mental break, like the level of performer you have to be to make that work is like, it's very easy because it's so sick.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Sometimes that, like, you just laugh at it, but like to be able to pull that off is like,
ma'am, you don't stop using the S word.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. We're gonna get demonetized for this. You know what? I'm just gonna move on. If you liked the finish to the women's match, you got to see it again. but I will say, we got some good smack talk to set this up, and Jacob Fatu wrecking ball and super over with the crowd, making this a lot of fun. But Jacob Fatu comes out as your new U.S. champion. Solo Sikoa tries to take all the credit in the world, but Fatu says, you weren't at ringside, man. Like, I won that clean on my own. And so it certainly feels like that relationship is fraying. But LA Knight comes out to interrupt, and he wants his rematch. But Drew McIntyre also joins the picture. And what I like about this is we've seen LA Knight around this U.S. title picture a lot, but Drew McIntyre being a top name that's going after Fatu, like, the way this segment was produced made it feel like Fatu is the champion to get at. Like, and I love that it's like, no, I want a shot at that guy. That's a fun dynamic to have for your mid-card. Drew says that this is Nepo Wrestling Entertainment, which pops me tremendously. LA Knight said, I'd say your last title reign was a joke, but I can't remember it. And Nick Aldis says, hold on, gentlemen. We're going to do this proper. Go put on your gear. We're going to do this in a professional wrestling ring, not just some scrap with you fellas. And later we do get the match, which ends in a DQ finish. Mm. Surprise, surprise. Because Solo sneaks in and hits Knight with the BFT. Hits Knight with a Samoan spike behind the ref's back. And Drew, before he can capitalize on anything, Damian Priest comes in and attacks Drew. And other than the fact that we just saw this in the women's picture, they on commentary were selling hard of, man, the condition that Damian Priest was in after that street fight. I don't know when we're going to see him. Gosh, certainly not tonight. No way he'd be a part of this. No, absolutely not. But you can't have it both ways. Either Damian Priest was in such a brutal fight that he's limping into this, or he's such a tough dude that it was nothing to him. But like, you can't tell both stories. And Damian Priest wasn't like selling that he was super injured from the fight. Like, he should have waited till Backlash before he was back in the ring or whatever. If they're going to refer to that as one of the most violent matches in WrestleMania history, which it wasn't, you can't just have him be fine a couple days after it. That's silly. Yeah,
I know.
But post-match, LA Knight confronts Priest, but Fatu blasts them with a suicide dive. We get shots into the rings post, hip attacks, double jump and moonsaults and all of this. I thought the post-match was awesome, and Jacob Fatu just coming in like a wrecking ball. The crowd was nuts for this. Nuts for Jacob Fatu, which makes me really happy. What did you think of the promo, the match, and the post-match that we got here?
I think that was the best thing going on SmackDown tonight.
Sure, fair. Okay.
Sorry. Like, out of everything that I understand that the TLC match was pretty damn cool, but there's so many levels to what's going on with Fatu right now, because he has a past that he has to try to conquer and get over. And then he has all these challengers that are coming after him, right? So I'm deep in those levels of things that he's going through. And then the fact that he is the most incredible performer right now in the roster there at SmackDown, with what he can do and how he can do it. Plus, when you give him a mic, people yeah. are now shouting the same words that he's spewing. So, hello, money. It's being printed.
Yeah, the all gas, no brakes stuff is
over. Yeah, over. So I don't need to gas it up even any more than what it is. It is the best thing happening on SmackDown.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I thought the TLC match at the end was crazy, incredible, great. Like, match of the night, match of Mania week, I'd almost go to say, if you're looking at just in-ring, right?
Right.
Probably that women's triple threat is above it, maybe neck and neck with it, just from the in-ring side. But the storytelling side, you're right, because Jacob Fatu has all this stuff to work through with Solo, which kind of just started up. Solo came in on his defense today, so whatever tension was there is still waffling, right? He's got Drew coming after him. He's got LA Knight wanting his rematch. Like, yeah. Damian Priest and him got something to talk about now, too. Like, I love that people are coming for Jacob Fatu, and I think the emphasis it places on the mid-card is something that they've been needing to get back to for a little bit. So, very excited about that. But, guys, that is our show. If you want to get in any super chats at the end, feel free to. But for now,
I'd like to just put this out there real quickly, my friends. R-Truth has been has the longest tenure, because he's about to get killed by Cena, in WWE history. Between his two runs with WWE, he has 24 years together. That's no crazy. One else has that. No one. So he's been there since 1999.
A very
He's been
funny
there
way
since
to
the 90s. Okay.
Oh my gosh, I wasn't even born.
You weren't
yet.
Even
so,
born.
So young. Born. That would be I don't think he's going to retire anytime soon, but it would be very funny if Cena putting him out was how he went.
He has another 20 years left, I think.
He probably does. This guy's great. There's a wrestler I talked to who was like, man, R-Truth is the dream. Like, you don't wrestle a ton. You go out there, the crowd's in love with you. You get to be silly. Like, that's the dream. Not five-star classics.
And he was loved by everyone. He still is loved by everyone. And I'm talking about the prior regime, the man we don't talk about. Whatever, you know, he gave him a chance and he's been stuck with this company because everyone loves him. You know what I'm saying? He is a true gold standard in entertainment, you know, and he could wrestle.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Let's wrap up here, Cardoza. Where can people find you?
I live in North Carolina now. I usually go.
Not put your address out.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's I thought that's what you meant. By the way, I'm in the 80s down here. You know what I'm saying? 80s and 90s.
It was like 80 up here today, actually.
Yeah, but you'll probably get snow next week. You guys can find me by heading over to alexiscardoza.com, where you'll find all of my links. By the way, my Millennial Diary podcast has completely taken the F off. I'm putting out 3 episodes per week. And I had no idea I was going to get the feedback that I'm getting by a lot of people, a lot of feelings.
Very relatable.
People have been pouring their hearts out about what they're hearing, and they don't want me to stop. My plan is I have 100 episodes written. I do. All right. So I don't know how I'm going to go beyond that, but I do have 100 episodes. So I do hope that people enjoy them. But yeah, that's what I'm working on right now. So I hope you guys enjoy it, and give me some love. It's on the YouTube too, so you can watch me talk because I'm beautiful, and you can listen to me because I have an amazing, beautiful voice.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
You can subscribe to my YouTube channel at Miss Kate Faye. Beginning of May, I'm going to be back at it with some stuff. May have some earlier content going up because this week of WrestleMania was so wild. But I'll be back at it at Miss Kate Fabe on YouTube. For now, we might be doing some rebranding on that front, but we will see. You can also follow me on Instagram. I'm doing a ton of work for the Fightful social media side of things too, so you're gonna see me on TikTok on Fightful as well. We're gonna be doing recaps. We're actually gonna make Sean do the dances. Sean's going to be doing all the trending dances. That's an SRS game, not me. But we'll be bringing some news recaps, some lives over there. Sean was live there yesterday, I think, as well as some some more pre-planned content. So follow us on TikTok as well. But have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend, y'all. Stay tuned to Fightful. Subscribe to this channel if you haven't already. We thank you so much for your support this week and every week, but especially this week. It's been crazy. So thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.